Okay, welcome to the Mother Jones Alki Court stage. We've got something completely different now. And I should inform you that there's room, lots of room over there for dancing if you feel inclined. And I have a feeling some of you might be, because here with Scandinavian Balkan music, we have Anna and Ingrid.
Thank you. We're really just Scandinavian dance music. So we thoroughly encourage you to dance. I want to start by saying I'm Ingrid, and that's Anna, and we're not sisters. We get asked that a lot. No, we're not sisters. We're also not twins, which is usually the second question after no, we're not sisters. Don't ask me why that comes second. But we have been playing Scandinavian folk music together for, I'd say, around 15 years now. And Anna doesn't like to think that we've been alive that long, but we've been playing music together for about that long. And Anna's playing the nickel harpa. I might make her say something about that in a little bit. But it's a Swedish folk instrument with its own unique sound. And we're going to start with some border tunes between Norway and Sweden. Polstans fra Finnskogen. Thank you. Anna has three times as many strings as I do, so I get to do all the talking. Next, we have a mazurka, and this is called Drunken Karl's Mazurka. Drunken Karl's Mazurka. Some of you may have joined us yesterday in the beer garden for drinking songs. Scandinavians enjoy doing that. But they also like dancing, so they sing about it and dance about it. Thank you. There really is a lot of room over there where you can dance. This dance music, I guess if you have room out there, you don't have to move to dance, but there's lots of room over here to dance. This is dance music. Anna and I often play for dances with the Scandia Folk Dance Society or anyone else who will let us play for dancing. There's the Scandia Midsummer Fest is coming up June 29th. Yes, Cora here. And Elaine, they have flyers. It's a great free festival of only Scandinavian folk music. So, you know, those of us who are into this sort of thing really like that. Yes? Gig homes, false? I don't think we do. The next tune we're going to play is a slang polska, Rullandegubben, the rolling old man, and you can sort of feel the rolling in the tune here. So you might just have to get out of your seats and dance to this one.
Thank you.
thanks. So these dances are, you know, something polska a lot of times. And that, you know, can be translated for today into a three-quarter time Swedish dance. And the something-something is usually the village or region that it came from. If you want to know more about that, pick up one of those Midsummer flyers, and on it is our the Scandia website. You can come take dance classes from us. Or Anna is also the leader of the local musicians group, and she would be happy to take any and all members of all instruments and all abilities to join the Seattle Spelman's Log, the musicians group.
Acoustic instruments.
She corrects me. Any and all acoustic instruments. Now we're going to play, what is this you were telling me earlier? Slang Polska from Sörmland?
I believe so.
She believes Slang Polska from Sörmland. It's called 1814, or we call it that. And that tune was taught to us by a couple of nickel harpo players who are going to be here in June on, let's see, June 14th. Yes, Cora has flyers for that. 14th and 15th. Oh, are they giving workshops? Look for this flyer out there in the crowd. June 14th at 7:30 p.m. They're giving a concert and dance. Should be good.
They'll also be at Vasa Midsummer Fest.
They will also be at the Vasa Midsummer Fest, which is different from the Scandia Midsummer Fest, which you already got flyers for. We're a busy community, we Scandinavians. We don't like to sit around and relax. And now we're going to play a tune called Fleur instead. Thank you.